On a night like this, I'm so glad you came around.
We are so glad you've come around.
Hold on to me so tight.
And this night,
heat up some coffee ground.
It's football. We're excited.
We got much to
it's gonna be a time. He's
gonna
lie.
It sure is right.
Oh, this is Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
I am Jason Bogdan, and with me, always to my right.
Whoa!
But
he's
not
dead.
Currently here, and we don't know where he is.
Well, we don't know where Steve is today. He hasn't told us.
He might be parking.
He might be parking.
So, give him the benefit of the doubt. Steve hit some of that Forest Hills traffic.
I mean, I don't really care if he's parking or not. Be perfectly honest with you. Who else is here?
And with always Steve's right.
It's Linda Peralta.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Linda Peralta?
It is.
If Steve doesn't come, I have a footrest the entire show. So.
Well, that's true. I mean, you have a footrest the entire show, even if he does come, so it doesn't matter anyhow. All right, so we'll get this out of the way. We know what today is. Today is the 15th anniversary of September 11th. We all remember where we were when it happened.
You were in 8th grade, right?
I was in 8th grade.
Yeah.
I was you were ninth.
I was yeah,
high
freshman,
school.
Yeah,
yeah, you're a freshman
too.
In high school. Yeah,
first week.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm. I was pulled out of class by my mother, and she said they're attacking America. And I said, who? I didn't know who. She goes, them. I said, oh, good. Yeah. Well, that'll tell us.
That's enough for your entire life. Them.
And for the next 15 years, still them. We really don't know who it was. So I mean, we do, but we don't. So, and we never really will. Yep, stop jingling the keys.
Well, you need to put your phone on silent because nobody wants to hear your vibrating phone throughout the entire show.
Well, that's their. Well, they're gonna. Yeah. This is how this show works. We're a mom and pop organization. We work here, we play here, we have a good time here. But anyway.
Steve's 1 minute away for those of you listening.
Steve is
wondering.
1 minute away. Linda, get by the door, please. So, September 11th was a time that, you know, it really changed the whole world. There's September 10th, 2001, and then there's the rest of our lives.
Sure.
That's really what happened. And today, you know, I'm not going to watch anything about that because I lived through it. And I know it's for the rest of the country probably who didn't really live through it, but every fucking channel, man.
Yeah, see, I don't watch any of that
stuff. I don't do that.
I don't, you know, I know distally people who were lost, but not personally. So I don't know if you knew somebody who was lost, if there's some healing in
a lot of my father's friends. He worked in the Trade Center.
Right. Is there? I don't know if there's healing in that for people.
I had a couple high school friends that lost their fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I guess maybe it's not close enough to me to feel for those ceremonies, but reliving it is not fun for me.
We were walking by the firehouse.
Yeah, and I guess at 10:28 when the second tower fell, and they were just standing out there silent with their hands.
Usually that's something I would usually participate in. And
yeah,
kind of let it go.
And it's sort of like at that moment, everything got quiet around everything. So that's just, you know, what we're living through right now, and I feel terrible for all the lives lost, and still. You know, it's still weird. It's still fucking unbelievably weird. Because I'm one of the few people that still believes that they should have left the place a hole in the ground. But that's, you know, I know it's New York and you got to rebuild and everybody wants to feel better and they see a building instead of a hole in the ground. But you should have left the place a hole in the ground. That's the best memory. You know, not water rushing side by side.
I don't have an opinion either way on that. I just... You know, you go back to when it opened and you heard that they were, like, having cocktail parties there and stuff like that. And then, you know, you're like, it doesn't feel right.
Get your September 11th Memorial Koozie for your beer.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I don't – that shit to me doesn't fly. No pun intended. There really was no pun intended. Sorry.
I didn't get it at first and then I did.
I'm sorry. If you got a dollar. Talk about RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. Last night was the Radio Free Brooklyn benefit concert.
We couldn't make it. We were on our way, my car broke down.
Yeah.
We had to take it to the mechanic. We'll pick it up this afternoon.
And we didn't take the train for some reason.
Well, I was a little distraught about my car.
I understand. Your car was broken.
So, for those of you who went, hope you had a great time. Hope we raised some money for the radio station.
I saw pictures of Dead Leaf Echo playing. It looked fun. I hope. It looked packed. I'm glad you guys went. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. $1, $5, $10, 30 cents, a drachma, a shekel, whatever you got, just put it down and say hello to us.
We just paid the ransom.
We just paid the ransom for the Irish.
I'm here.
The Irish man.
Is my mic up?
Yeah, your mic's up.
We just paid $1.50 for Steve and they let him go.
In memoriam, we left your mic on for 5 minutes by itself. All right, so let's start with everything before football.
Okay.
Yesterday. was the Manchester Derby.
Oh, okay.
And we lost. United lost 2-1 to City. Jay has a very interesting story about almost winning $600.
So, for those of you who listen to the show weekly, you'll remember that last week I said City was going to win this 2-1. That was my prediction.
Right.
So, yesterday at work, I had to be at work at 4:30 in the morning. I'm sitting there, and it's 4:26, and I go to Five Dimes, the betting website, to see the line. And I scroll down to the 2-1 finish, and it's 12-1.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, for every money you put down, you get 12 times whatever you bet. For
hopefully.
Those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So I scroll down, and it's, again, 12-1 on a 2-1 finish. So I say, you know what? I'm going to bet. Right? I'll throw $50 on this if I win at $600. So I click, you know, $50 or whatever, and I don't have any money in my Five Dimes account. So I'm like, all right, I'll put it in. So I go to deposit, and you have to enter in all your information. They don't save your information on that site. Kind of disappointing.
Right.
Now, it's 4:28 and a half. Right. I don't really have enough time to do this. My wallet was in my bag. I do not have my credit card numbers memorized like some people do in the world.
I do.
In the world.
I know my credit
card
number.
So I said, you know what? Forget it. It's not worth it. So I went to work. So on my lunch break, I scroll through and I see the final was 2-1. And I had that sensation where half your body gets hot and half your body gets cold and you'd rather be dead.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt.
So
Katy Perry here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Tell the truth.
So that's funny. So yesterday was the game and United lost 2-1. And what I took away from the game is that Jesse Lingard is not ready to start for this club. Also, Davy Blind's gotta go. That was some real
shitty. You go back and forth on this.
I know. That was
tremendously.
Well, where's Chris Smalling? What are you doing with Chris Smalling? He has one game suspension, then you never see the guy again. I don't understand. The guy was one of the best defenders in the Premier League last year next to N'Golo Kanté, who now plays for Chelsea. He played for Leicester last year. Mm-hmm. But what I don't get is why you're trying things in the fourth game of the season against Manchester City.
Well, fair. But, you know? But here's the thing, though. It's the fourth game of the season.
Against right. me. Yeah,
no,
but it's,
I get it.
It's so
I get
giant.
It. I know.
So giant.
How many times do they see each other?
Two.
Oh, so, okay.
But do you think that Mourinho was putting that weight on it? I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
This is
Pep versus Jose.
I get it.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think the first two or three matches were great, but this was like his debut.
Those were gimmies.
This was his debut. And yeah. While I like what Jose tried to do with Pogba, letting him roam a little bit more, and Wayne Rooney was fucking everywhere yesterday. He was all over the pitch. He was making plays. He was doing everything he had to do to help this team. But Zlatan wasn't interested in yesterday.
No.
He just
and
was
that's,
not.
But didn't he score,
that's
though?
The mercurial man.
Yeah, he scored.
If he's interested, he'll score 2-3 goals.
Well, also, right before the game, they said that he had a calf injury in training yesterday, and they weren't sure if he was going to go.
Then you can't fully blame him, then,
of course,
if he's not interested.
Well, of course,
you step
he's
on
interested.
The pitch, if he's injured.
You step on that pitch against City, you have to be interested.
I mean, there's guys that, like, tear their ACLs, and they still try to continue.
I want you to be interested, please.
So, like, you know.
You know, it's just... But
you're
Zlatan,
paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but if you tear your ACL, you shouldn't be anywhere near a field.
Well,
but I'm saying is it happens and they continue.
Luke Shaw tried to get up with a broken leg in the Champions League.
Like,
he tried to stand
that's
up.
That's what you're supposed to do.
There are people that tear things and continue to play.
That's
a la Derrick Rose.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, well.
More ways than one.
More stretch things out.
Pete.
Anyhow.
Pete, where are you?
Pete, call in, defend your client. Anyhow. So what I saw yesterday was Davy Blind was sort of playing center defensive mid, not a center back role, which he clearly never does. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne was fucking tearing us apart in the midfield.
Yeah, so
he
I don't like him. I saw somebody. Said yesterday, half the price of Pogba.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, but wait a minute. Also, De Bruyne is much younger.
Well,
De Bruyne
is
much younger. Wasn't proven. Mm-hmm. Pogba came under Sir Alex Ferguson as this next big thing. So when we sold him to Juventus, people don't remember. We got like $50 million for the guy.
Right.
People don't remember that. Of course it's going to double now. He was crazy at Juventus. He was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So of course it's going to double. And the reason why he's who he is because of his play on the ball. Off the ball, he needs work. He needs work on his defending, his one-on-one and his one-on-two defending. He needs some work.
Who are you talking about?
Pogba. Yeah, he needs some work. Mkhitaryan, hey, what's happening? What's happening? This is getting worrisome.
You signed that guy for so much money, and he's not even seeing the field?
This is getting worrisome. He's not fit.
Do you think he's hurt?
No. I don't think he's fit. I don't think he's in form. I think Mourinho really believes in Lingard as the future of this club, along with Mkhitaryan. and Pogba as a central attacking mid. I don't think that's going to happen. They cut the line. I don't think that's going to happen for a couple years. Everything's fine. We're okay.
Pizza Turney's hacking into our line here.
So when you look at right now what Manchester United need to do, they need to send Jesse Lingard on a loan somewhere, one. Two.
Just to free up space?
Just to get him acclimated to playing every day, because he can't play every day after what he just did. Mm-hmm. He was the worst player on that pitch yesterday. And just looked lost. Didn't look like he was acclimated to Jose Mourinho's game plan. Wayne Rooney, tough motherfucker yesterday. Just every place you could be, he was. Hold on. I know you're going to dispute that. Hold on. And let me get to the other side of the coin. Manchester City is fraudulent.
Oh, that's fraudulent.
Okay, first of all, let me talk.
Based on Claudio Bravo.
Claudio Bravo goes in studs up on Wayne Rooney in the box, okay? I know he gets to the ball first, but a goalkeeper going studs up, it doesn't matter. It's a penalty. That's how penalties work. And then Rooney, who clips Bravo, gets his ankle. Claudio Bravo in his La Liga training jumps 35 feet in the air like a little lady, okay? He should have gotten a yellow card for flopping because he was fine 2 seconds later.
But that's,
right?
that's
Rooney
that's
flopped
football.
A lot.
Okay.
That's and football. He needs to learn to stop going up to the refs and talking shit because that's what's going to cost him a lot.
Works
of
for
cards.
LeBron.
Yeah. Wayne Rooney
well,
is
the
a.
The rules have changed.
Yeah,
though.
It has, but not for Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney
well,
is afforded.
It will.
Wait, no, it won't. Has it? Did he get a yellow card for talking? No, he got a yellow card for the slide. He didn't get a yellow card for talking. Mm. Okay. Wayne Rooney is afforded that right because he's been here for 14 years. He's afforded that right. That's what happens. When you're the captain of England. You are afforded the right to
well,
talk.
Not such a great thing right now to be captain of England.
Yeah, I mean, but wait a minute. That's not really. You.
They're going to be better under Big Sam. They're going to be better under Big Sam. I don't think they're there yet, but they're going to be better under Big
I'm
Sam.
I'm the mayor of Knickerbocker Avenue.
Listen, Marcus Rashford is an instant difference maker.
Yeah.
The man came on the pitch and it was just like
but
a whole other team. Yeah, but this is he's played a lot of nobodies. He's played a lot of nobodies, and he comes out on the field against Nicolas Otamendi and just fucks him in the ass, man. He just was rolling.
That's a good
people.
Thing for those of you who don't understand.
Yeah, no, we love that.
Here.
We love that. We love ass fucking. So he rolls through people. Rashford to me is the future. He's the future of this club. I think he's going to be one of the top 10 strikers in the world.
How old is he? I don't.
18, 19.
He's that young.
Yeah, he was just playing for the under 17 squad 2 years ago.
Linda.
Yeah. So, what I want to see next week, we play Feyenoord in the Europa League. You have to beat Feyenoord.
Yeah, I mean.
But
that's a good
I was telling, Feyenoord is the best team in Denmark.
He turns 19 the 31st of October. He's 18 right now.
Okay.
We'll try to get him on the show for his birthday.
We're going
to
do our best.
Yeah.
Marcus Rashford, if you're listening, please come on the show. We know it's a six-hour difference over there, so it's like 5 o'clock.
Call in,
Marcus Rashford.
Save yourself the flight.
718-928-9732. If you want to call in Marcus Rashford or somebody pretending to be Marcus Rashford, why don't you just
attorney.
Call in? Or his attorney, or Derek Rose's attorney. Abogado. Call in. So next week against Feyenoord, it's a Thursday game. It's Europa League. I think we're at Feyenoord. So I expect a 3-1 victory. I like to see 3-1. That's the hope. And I hope to rest a few guys. Zlatan doesn't need to play against Feyenoord.
Yep, that's why I'm gonna go.
Rashford.
If you guys are ready, get your money ready. Because 2-0.
2-0 Feyenoord.
No.
2-0 United.
United.
Okay.
All this Feyenoord talk.
Yeah.
Didn't we forget that this is week one of the NFL?
We're doing this first. I'm dying. I'm so excited.
You're so excited.
Don't
you
just
understand? Can't hide it?
Yeah, and I
you
think
know,
I like it. But anyway, we go to another bumbling fuckhead organization.
Right. The Jets.
No, not yet.
That's
later on the show.
That's later on. So we're gonna give you the first 30 minutes of other sports, and then the last 30 of actual football.
Okay, and I'm guessing we.
Well, you were late. You were late to the meeting,
yeah,
Stephen A.
I wasn't in the pre-production.
Yeah,
I guess if we can, like later, we'll make our picks based on the spreads, and we'll see how we do next week.
You got it.
This is why.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
No, it's very hot in here.
Well, it's supposed to be.
It's hot in here, and I'm starting to realize that I smell a little bit.
Like all white people, like baloney. So anyway. So the Mets play last night, an extra inning affair against the lowly Bravos.
Yeah, I watched that one.
For our Spanish listeners.
Yes. The Tim Tuffle special yesterday.
I don't understand.
Nearly got decapitated, Wilmer.
Yeah. The last few days, Curtis Grandison earned his place on this team again. Again, he's carrying.
Which makes the Jay Bruce trade a little...
Well, you didn't know.
Suspect. I know. It's just like we traded him because Grandison was sucking.
Yeah.
And then now Jay Bruce is sucking.
I think you also traded him for injury depth.
Well,
he's playing every day. Center. It's not depth.
You had to put Grandison in center and Bruce in right. You had nobody in center. No, I'm just saying with Lagares being hurt, and we all knew we all hated Deaza 2 months ago, and now he's a god.
I still hate him, but I think he's
been
better.
Very productive.
Yeah, he's been very productive. As has Big Kel.
Sure.
Big Kel has been lights out.
I'm eating my words a little bit on that Kelly Johnson deal.
And defensively, he's pretty good.
Because you texted me that day, Mez got Kelly Johnson. I texted you back. I was like, why are you acting like we just got fucking like Willie Stargell? It's Kelly Johnson.
And he's
reinventing himself in the mold of Daniel Murphy, in his own words. He's trying to pull a Daniel Murphy here. And who, by the way, I say this once a week, if the Mets still had, we'd probably be in first place in National League East. But
yeah, possibly. But would he be playing like this for the Mets?
Of course.
How do you know that?
Because he did it.
Maybe it's just out of spite. Maybe this is a spite season, Jay. You know him. He's Irish. Yeah, they play out of spite.
He was holding back the first, 6 months of the
first 6 years.
Is Murphy Irish?
What?
Was he on time for the game today?
I think he's Irish. Anywho. So last night, this is
two senile people on the Mets right now, running this organization.
Terry Collins
has no idea what's going on. Tim Tuffle has even less of a clue.
Tell him. Tell the people.
Not pinch running for Wilmer Flores there. I mean, you're playing with 85 people on the bench.
Yeah. Did you hear his excuse? Anyone.
No, I didn't. What did he say?
Oh, distracted.
He got distracted. He was looking at the bullpen.
Yeah.
He didn't. He was, my fault.
He was looking for a relief.
Excuse me, Sonny. Who you got in your bullpen today?
It's Kelly Collins.
Here's the bullpen.
I don't even know how to use this thing anymore.
Go.
Yo.
Yo,
what up, man?
What's up?
Chilling.
Tell me.
It's football season.
Yeah.
Mets are coming back from the dead.
Yes.
We got these two guys named Gesellman and Lugo to do things.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, man. Neil Walker's down, but we still scrapping out hits. I'm feeling good. Feeling good about the Mets right now.
Well,
we don't sign Neil Walker back, right? That's a thing now?
You know, I don't think we sign him back.
He's 31. He's got a herniated disc in his back. We already have enough back
injuries. It's over for him now?
Yeah, I think it's over for him. Yeah, as a Met.
He'll go back to Pittsburgh.
No, you know where I think he goes? I'll give you this. I think because Boston's going to need a DH, okay? You move Pedroia to DH, and you move Neil Walker to second.
Pedroia can play first.
That's true, yeah.
And he plays first.
That's true. He sure can.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's interesting.
Or Toronto. Toronto needs a second baseman.
He won't go to Toronto.
Why?
No way.
The
too far from his family. No, too far from his family.
Okay, yeah. Med, what do you got today? Tell me.
I got up. I woke up.
Hey, getting the ratings.
I didn't party too much last night. I got up.
Oh, you see?
Nah, man.
The odds of Ahmed winning is 12-1.
But nah, I'm feeling good about our Mets, like I just said. But I'm also feeling good about this football season. The Giants went out and got a tackle for the right side. Lil Beatty's not a all pro, but he's a pro.
Yeah, what about your secondary and your running game, brother?
Why is everybody worried about the secondary?
You don't care about the running game?
Because that's very important.
The secondary is great. Let's wait till these boys get on the field.
Darian Thompson's going to be making plays. Don't sleep. Like, that kid is nice.
Yeah, what about Janoris Jenkins?
What about him?
Fuck
him.
Sucks. Like,
Eli Apple's going to take his spot anyway. Fuck him.
That's another guy that sucks.
Nah, he doesn't suck. He just got to stop. You know, interfering with the passer.
That's sucking, man. That sucks. That sucks.
Look, if Eli Apple doesn't work out, at least we have his mother.
That's true. I also know
the Apple Overeye.
I know, that's horrible. Yeah. I know a cornerback that you can go out and get named Milliner. You want him? Go out and get him.
I don't want that piece of shit. No. You don't want him either.
Yeah,
you want your first round pick back, right?
No. That's okay.
The running game, Ahmed, is suspect, though. I'm a little worried about
that. Listen, man, the running game was suspect last year, and we still had a fucking
still didn't make
top
the playoffs.
Ten offense.
He went 6-10.
We still had a top 10 offense.
6-10.
We fixed the problem.
You also had a 29th ranked secondary.
Stop anybody.
Yeah, but having a top 10 offense and not making the playoffs is like, you know, fucking the ugliest girl at the party.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
here's the
yeah,
thing.
I got laid, but it's not
playoffs.
Worth much.
You can't make the playoffs with a top 10 offense and a fucking last, dead last defense. It doesn't work that way, bro. It's not.
You got like the reverse. The pack,
when you got a good defense and a shitty offense, you can still make the playoffs.
Well,
when it's reversed, you can't. It's no good. But, so now we fixed the defense. We got a serious pass rush. Like, I feel good about this year.
I feel like in the NFC, if you have a shitty everything, you can make the playoffs. In the AFC, it's not the same way, my friend.
You're right. Our road is way easier than your road, Mr. Playoff, almost playoff team.
Every year, it seems like the NFL is just like, how are we going to stick it to the Jets this year? Just like the hardest schedules around almost every year.
Not to mention, they scheduled you when his suspension was over.
Yeah.
Talk to Jets.
Yeah. It's always that way. I mean, anytime anybody gets injured or you think they're going to die or something weird happens, then they play the Jets. They resurrect their career, throw 680 yards and 16 touchdowns. So that's.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You guys have some good things going on, though. You got nice young. I like your young receivers, man. I'm impressed with those guys.
Yeah.
Like Nunwa and Robinson, I think his name is. That kid is a burner. Like, he had a hell of a preseason.
I want to see how Devin Smith returns.
He's probably not returning for another 6 weeks.
I don't know if he's returning, bro.
He's
like, Anunua
and
Robinson are over him on the depth chart right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of better than him.
So, Med, did you watch the Met game last night?
I did not. I listened to it because I had to, you know, I was working.
Okay.
So I listened to it in the car.
So,
and I'm a little pissed off about what happened in the end here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we should have won that fucking game.
Well, I'm going to blame three people for yesterday's game. I'm going to blame – one is Terry Collins,
right,
because you cannot
– top of the heap.
I mean, you cannot tell me that you were looking at the bullpen when you have 15 guys in your bullpen and you can't decide which bum to bring in. And then you bring in the wrong bum. You bring in Eric Goodell instead of Fernando Salas. I don't understand that. That's okay. That's your business. Tim Tuffel for sending Wilmer Flores.
Did he pitch already yesterday?
No. No, he didn't.
Because we pitched like 18 pitchers yesterday.
No, we only pitched four. Wilmer Flores is slow as shit. One.
I have an affinity for Tim Tuffel because he was the 86 champion with us. But
I hate him.
Fucking third base coach. He's a piece of shit.
I hate Tim Tuffel.
He's the worst first base coach in like the fucking history.
They should take away his driver's license. He can't see. He has no depth perception.
Yeah, he likes to run red lights at all times.
Well,
this guy.
I said he's
they
in a slump.
They should revoke his AARP card too.
Yes,
it's possible he's in a slump.
And the third person I'm gonna blame, and this is because this guy sucks and continues to suck and will never be good, is Travis Darno.
Yep.
Boy, is that guy awful.
Yo, my roommate just heard his name and said trash.
Trash.
Darno since we got him. The guy cannot hit. He will never hit in the major leagues. He's been traded so many times because people think he's really great. He's been traded for like three Cy Young winners. So he's like that kind of that sexy piece in the deal. That trade was always about Syndergaard.
So Travis Darno's numbers after last night, he's now hitting .239 with 4 home runs and 14 RBIs.
He's also like 0 for the last 11 or whatever.
0 for the last 11, yes. I mean, just start with Rene Rivera. Just start him.
Rivera last night on that pass ball from Eric Goodell,
That's
his fault.
No one else was blaming Rene Rivera.
He missed the fucking ball.
I know. That's totally his fault.
That wasn't a terrible... It was
a cross-up.
Yeah. It was high and outside, but Rene Rivera needs to catch that ball.
And the greatest name in baseball right now, Dansby Swanson.
Yeah.
He's going to be the goodies.
Dazzling Dansby.
He is really... He's fast. He can field. He can hit. He can run. He's got it all. This kid.
Darno's hitting .249.
I thought it was .239.
Listen, Darno is a no. It's time to pull the plug on this shit.
Darno still can't even get on the bus with his average.
He's got to go. Yeah, he's got to go, man. He's awful. So, Med, what time are you coming through later on?
I will be there probably 12:45. You know me. I'm on CP time.
Okay.
But I'm going to roll through. I got a little shorty I'm bringing through. We're going to partake in some medicines and some stuff.
Excellent. Let's put that out there, everybody.
This is a family show.
Come on out.
Hell yeah.
Come on out to Joe Sonnenblick's house. If you know me, if you don't know me, please don't come. I don't know who you are.
Get on the bus, Pete.
Yeah. I'll give you the address later on. Message me if you have my number. If you don't have my number, that's your fault.
Call in.
Football atmosphere is going to be fucking insane.
We're going to lose our minds. Linda's making wings and spinach and artichoke dip homemade. We got some mini quiches we're going to make.
What are you, Julia Child? Oh, can we talk sports?
We got it all, baby. I got some beer for you.
Sounds artisanal, bro.
Yeah, we don't play games, my friend. And also, I got a 12-pack of beer and a half a bottle of whiskey. So anybody wants to contribute some more,
You know what? I'll bring some beers, but I'm not drinking because I'm driving.
I don't care.
I'll bring some beers.
And that's what we're all about here. Responsible decisions.
I don't want to hear about the temperance movement anymore. All right, I'll see you later, Mid.
All right, brother. Have a good show, guys.
All right. Okay, so as we were talking about with the Mets, they need to fire Tim Tuffle. They need to get rid of Travis d'Arnaud.
What's the precedent for it, of firing a third base coach almost until the season's over?
No. You fire him after the season's done. I don't mean now. You're not going to fire anybody now.
I'll tell you something right now. Terry Collins not getting fired.
I know that.
They're not firing Terry Collins.
I know that. But it's so funny.
What if he doesn't make the playoffs?
He's not getting fired. There's no way.
It's so
He's
funny.
He's kept this team competitive.
You go through all these, like...
See, that's what Gary and Keith said. They're like, oh, you know, since then, he's like, oh...
I don't agree with it. But I'm just saying that it's hard when you keep a team riddled by injury. When you keep them competitive, they point to the manager because kept them interested. He keeps them motivated.
But they had no other choice but to play the games.
Let me tell you something.
Have you ever seen a team tank, though?
Let me tell you something, though. Okay, I go on all the Mets blogs and all the message boards, and you know when we win, people are going, "Where are the idiots who want Terry Collins fired?" And I always message, "I'm here. I'm still here." And then they start talking about it, and they say, "Well, he's kept this team playing hard." That's their fucking job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They play baseball. Okay, the Reds stink. Whatever.
Yeah.
The Braves stink, but you knew they were going nowhere
this
season.
But the Reds, that's a team. You watch them, they don't give a fuck about playing. It's their job.
Right.
But they're dropping balls in the outfield. They don't care.
The Braves won last night, and you would have thought it was the Game 7 of the World Series.
Yep. Yeah, the way the Braves won. Yeah. You could see that team in 5 years, once they get rid of the Marcakises.
Who's having a great year for them.
He is. And Justin Upton, Matt Kemp, who looks like he ate Matt Kemp. Yeah. Boy, he gained like 60 pounds.
That used to be Rihanna's man.
Yeah.
That's a far cry from that.
I mean, he looks
You ever see the video online of him Kemp giving his jersey?
Yep.
If you guys haven't seen that,
look at
that.
Right,
Matt Kemp gives a special needs kid his uniform. Really cool moment when he was a Dodger.
And the kid died like 5 days later.
Yeah, he did.
So people need to be fired. And it needs to happen at the end of the year. And I know it's not going to happen. And people are telling me, oh, they play hard for them. For him, whatever. I don't want to hear that anymore. I want people that want to play for my team. And right now, you got guys that do want to play for your team. Listen, I was wrong about Jose Reyes.
Yep.
I'm wrong. Okay. But I was right about Travis d'Arnaud.
I was right about Jose Reyes, right? This year, I said he was going to be great.
Yeah.
I do not know about next year.
Yeah, it's hard.
You can't forecast
baseball.
No. But I'm just saying that, you know, he's going to end the year maybe hitting 300 for the season, right? As a Met.
Up there.
Is that a skill, and this is going to sound crazy, but is that the adrenaline, the momentum of coming back to the team next year? If he knows he's on the team, he knows he's a starting third baseman or second baseman,
does that change his approach? Still putting in work, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying may not make sense.
I mean, he's been on the team for the last couple months, so he's still putting in.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know yet. Like, I do notice that the clubhouse is more jovial now that he's there.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, him and Cabrera and Cespedes are like a trio.
Yep.
I mean, they're together all the time. And
El Tres Stooges.
I will show you the Stooges. Another crumb bum. You have to really. You got to get rid of Conforto. That guy sucks.
Oh, come on.
That guy sucks. He's hitting 209.
Nobody gets hit by a pitch like Michael Conforto the other night.
I mean, yeah, that was weird. I never saw that before. That was a new one on me. But I don't like him.
Yeah,
I'd have him over Jay Bruce as of right now.
What happened?
I'd rather have him over Jay Bruce right now.
That's because you want to lose. good for you.
As it's currently constructed.
Good for you.
Look, if you better trade him for something great, because teams want him badly.
Yeah,
they wanted him at the deadline. He's going to be a great hitter. I'm not worried about Michael Conforto.
I am. You got if you could trade Michael Conforto for a real hitting catcher, somebody that can hit.
Who's out there though?
I don't know.
That's the thing.
That's
with
a problem
catchers.
With catchers.
You go to the Dominican Republic or one of those places, and you gotta find
Fair.
Him.
I mean, it's Gary Sanchez.
Dominican Republic, there you go.
It's Gary Sanchez. It's Yasmani Grandal. It's
Salvi Perez.
Perez. Luke Roy, who's not going anywhere. Jan Gomes can hit.
Where did he end up?
Texas.
Texas, right?
Yeah, great trade for them.
Yep.
That they're a powerhouse right now.
Yeah, they're
I still stand by my Red Sox Nationals prediction.
Yeah.
I tell you the Red Sox. The Strasburg thing that just happened is so great because that could put a spoke in their bicycle real quick.
Well, you know, when we were playing them, I had this vision of, oh shit, what if we overtook them in the division? Mm-hmm. Like, what if we
like
ran roughshod?
I just don't believe in that.
I don't now, but if we would have swept them in that series, and then, you know, obviously we have some
well,
sick
people
momentum
people would have been talking because we'd only been, what, five out?
Instead of nine.
Oh, is it nine now?
Yeah,
that's impossible. I mean, was it
22 games?
21 games left, 9 to play. You got to win 18.
Well, I knew a team that blew a 7-game lead with 17 left.
I love that team. But all right, so now it's 11:31. Boom, 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 boom. The Raiders. All right, we're going to get into your NFL Week 1 schedule.
Predictions.
Well, can we talk about the Panthers game that happened?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So we were texting each other back and forth the other night, and Jay asked for predictions, and I said 23-20 Broncos.
I had it 24-21 Broncos.
And Steve had 27-21 Panthers?
Yeah.
Okay. We were all in the area. Mm-hmm. All in the area.
I almost got the touchdowns right.
You did.
I was like, Kelvin Benjamin's getting one, Cam Newton's running two, and then Cam Newton decided to be like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's coming after me.
They really were.
Let's just get this out of the way now because I don't want to hear any. I don't want to spend too much time on this.
No, I don't either.
The helmet to helmet should have been called.
Yeah.
But you can't. It wasn't called.
His
bitchness
continues.
You have to. Well, hold on. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But to say the guy's a bitch for getting hit in the head. And
yeah,
like,
I mean,
getting hit in the head is not the reason
why. Well,
after
the game, he was a professional.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he handled it beautifully.
But you can see it in his face. He, like, on the sideline, he's like.
He's a diva.
He just got hit in the head.
He got hit in the head four times.
I get it.
But
he also said,
and the last
I don't
one,
remember.
The man launched into him.
He should have won the game.
But
that's only because of the kicker.
Well, Graham Gano, who is a fairly good kicker. Yeah.
He got iced.
It was a good icing.
I always say I'm taking number one in fantasy football.
It was Graham a good icing. I thought it worked out well for Gary Kubiak, who I think is the most overrated head coach in the NFL.
And obviously they should have won, but I mean that's neither here nor there at this point. But the one thing I want to point out is, did you hear Peyton Manning in the booth?
Yeah.
Like, that man needs to be in football. Because, and that showed you the reason why the Broncos won last year with the same team and Trevor Siemian got lucky in this game. Because remember, did you see when he broke down a piece of film where he said that the tight end was lined up as a tackle?
Yeah.
And he went out after for a pass pattern.
Yep.
He's like, the safety knew right away that he wasn't getting a pass and he went right for it. Like, Siemian did not know that. That's why he got sacked by that safety.
Okay.
So even though he didn't play well last year, Peyton Manning, those are the type of plays that kept him in the games. And I think the reason why he needs to be in football is because we don't have any really great young quarterbacks anymore.
In football, you mean like coaching?
Yeah, because you get the Tom Brady's, the Ben Roethlisberger's, the Eli Manning's. They're getting old.
So we have to
find somebody to like be better.
I don't think he wants to coach. I think he wants to either be in the booth or be a general manager. I don't think he wants to coach.
But that's such a waste.
But that's his prerogative.
I know
that's,
it is. But you know? Like, I just saw him like just.
But
breaking
I will
it down.
Tell you. I will tell you this. Yeah, he broke down the film very well.
Yeah, well, he could be an analyst. Obviously,
he could be an analyst.
But like,
but he there's something about his voice that makes me want to close my eyes immediately. It just puts me to
That's
sleep.
Why I don't think he should be on TV.
He's going to be a general manager. I think he's going to go in on the Titans. I really do. I think he's going to put money into that team.
I think he wants a little time away.
Well, that's
be a year.
They said,
be a year
they
away.
Said, what do you plan on doing? He's like,
spend
I'm just going to be
family.
No, he's like, I'm going to be a football fan. He's like, this is the first time ever I get to spend, you know, time like at the TV to like watch it. He's like, I'm just going to do it. I'm like, that's code for I got a lot of money.
Yeah.
I got a lot of money. Yeah. I don't got to do anything.
He has investments all over the place. Yeah, he has like breweries.
He's got like 15 Papa John's that he owns by himself.
Yeah. I
mean, like, he's in on a lot of stuff, and he always was.
Commercials. Yeah. He still does commercials. He's retired. He still does commercials.
Yeah.
He's the dude's like, he's not looking for a job.
No, well, but that's not the point.
That's fine.
The point is with him is that he's going to take his year off, and I can almost – I don't even want to guarantee
it. It's just a shame.
It.
I just really wish that he would be a quarterback coach.
I just don't think he wants to be there.
Yeah,
really.
I don't
like
think he wants to
week
do that. It's like the way I want Keith Hernandez to be a hitting coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll die. He'll have a heart. His heart will just explode. Because
nobody's at his level. That's that's the reason why. I mean, Jordan never was a coach. That's the reason why LeBron.
Jordan doesn't like people. No. Jordan doesn't like people.
Yeah, when you're so great, you're just.
That's why Jordan also never went into
upper echelon.
I think Kobe's going to be an analyst. Kobe's going to become an analyst.
Yeah, he can't be a coach either.
Did you see that Spike Lee thing doing work? Kobe doing work. It's just him sitting and diagramming a whole game, and it's the most intense thing ever. And he knew every play, where everyone was.
Yeah.
And it's the first time he saw the footage. He just diagrammed everything.
From memory, right? It was games he played in
the
past.
He knows. You can give him a date, and he'll know what he scored, what he did, how he played.
Well, guys like Kobe, Jordan, Keith and Ennis to some extent, they can't be that close to the game without wanting to suit up.
Right.
Like, that'll never leave. See, I don't think that'll ever leave.
See, I don't think Jordan just didn't know when to leave the game.
But you see Jordan, like, nowadays, he's still on the court. Like, he'll play against, like, kids, like, now. But you can see he's still like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, 9-year-old.
But I also think that thing with Jordan, that's what made him not want to be a coach, that he hung on too long and we let him know it. Like, with the Wizards, those were some I mean, he was still good. He averaged 20-8. But he wasn't Jordan.
Well, he had debts to pay off.
Well, yeah. And Kwame Brown was the number one overall pick.
Well, I mean, he also, Tyronn Lue. During his whole tenure of just being an athlete, he made most of his money in Nike. Like, he did not make the money that, like, LeBron James and all these NBA stars do now. Yeah, he made, like, millions. But, like, that last year on the Wizards, he made, like, $25 million, which is more than any season he's ever had.
He's also a billionaire now.
Well, now he is because of...
Jordan.
Jordan brand.
Well, yeah, the Jordan brand because of Nike.
Let's not forget Hanes.
But I'm saying, that's why he stuck around that one year, that last year, because he's like, hey, I'm making $25 million, and I have partial ownership of the team.
All right, let's get back to football.
I just want to Yao Ming's speech.
It was
pretty good.
The thing he said about practice? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was so funny.
That was great.
Allen Iverson's speech was great, too.
Yeah.
Man, he is...
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
Iverson, he's the Ming, yeah. O'Neal, the boys.
Yeah.
That's a very good draft class.
That's a real winning team.
Well, and
O'Neal
said something like, I only played at 30% or something like
that. Yeah, well, that's because he always felt hampered because his body type made him only be a post player.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember Shaq in the early 90s, he could shoot. Yeah, he could shoot a 25-foot jumper.
Yeah.
He could hit him. And he was fast as shit, man.
But couldn't stop him when he was on the Magic.
But when he went to the Lakers, Kobe did all the work, essentially. Kobe did all the work that Shaq would have done on the Magic, but Shaq owned the whole paint.
Everything was
his down there. Kobe took everything over there with Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that Lakers team, that 2000-2001 Lakers team, you know, you could put them right up there with the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah, they were the goods.
They were serious business.
Now let's talk
about the NFL. Week one, Linda, first game.
Vikings-Titans.
What's the spread on that?
We don't have the spread.
Oh, I have it. 2.5. Minnesota is they're giving. So, and Titans are at home. I think this is the easy one. You got to go Titans here.
Only because Sean Hill is starting for the Vikings.
Well, yeah, but I think the Titans have made a lot of good like changes and signings. They picked up that guy from New England, that guard.
I saw that.
DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry. That would be a good. Mariota's very good.
Did DeMarco Murray go high in your draft?
No, he didn't.
He didn't go high mine either. Okay,
I didn't touch that game. I stayed away from that game. In that league.
I like the Titans in that game as well.
Yeah,
if we're just going based on spreads, I like the Titans in that game.
I also think they went out. I mean, they have to win out.
I don't know. I think the Vikings won. I just don't. I have to see the Titans week one. I just have to see the Titans first.
You gotta see Sean Hill.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know what I know that the Vikings have Adrian Peterson. I know that.
That's true.
I know that. And the Titans' defense stunk last year.
They did.
All right, so next game?
Buccaneers-Falcons. Spread is 2.5 for Atlanta.
Well, I'm taking the Bucs.
Yeah, well, Atlanta's at home, which is the only reason why, because they're always really good at home.
Taking the Bucs.
But, yeah, I think if Jameis Winston decides to be a franchise quarterback, he's got to start to prove it. And this is the game he has to
do.
Because it's a division game.
Yeah.
So you have to do.
I stayed away from that game, but... I'm taking the Falcons.
I think the Bucs are going to be a lot better than people give them credit for this year.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Browns, Eagles, Philly, 3.5.
I'm taking the Browns.
So I did a FanDuel this morning. throwback because now it's legal.
I got some FanDuel here.
I took Robert Griffin III to my starting quarterback today in my FanDuel.
I like it.
So I like it. I just think that boy is going to go nuts today. And, you know, in FanDuel, you got to pick somebody that nobody else has, right? Because your
nobody's
going to
have
more.
Robert Griffin III.
So I originally had Jameis Winston, mm-hmm. and then I switched to RG3. So we'll see what happens. It's a good gamble.
I think the Browns definitely have gotten better. I think RG3 is definitely a step up for anything they've had and like whatever it is.
I think Hugh Jackson's the right guy for that team, too.
I think he is, too. And I think the Browns are deceptively a little bit better defensively than most people think. I just think the Eagles outright blow. They have nobody.
I'll give you 17-10. Browns win that game, 17-10.
So I'll say this. I took the Eagles in my league, in my pick league. But I like the Browns emotionally. So I want to be clear to my listeners.
That's funny. Like
Bookie, you know what I mean? I bet emotionally.
See, it's funny. Like I hate the Browns. I want the Browns to lose forever. But I do believe that they're gonna beat the Eagles today. Like I want the Cubs to lose forever. Go ahead.
Bears at Texans, Houston 4.5.
Houston, the Bears are awful. I think I don't know what to ever make of the Bears. One year you're telling me they're going to be 12-4. One year they finish 4-12. Then they're 8-8. Then they're 6-10. Then they're 9-7. I don't get it.
You know why? Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler's a bum.
But I think also,
not that he's a bum. It's just he's not a franchise guy. Well, but he's been stuck around.
I also think that Alshon Jeffrey being hurt for last year, and
then you got Kevin White back this year.
Got Kevin White back
and
this
Langford.
Year. Langford. Oh.
I think Alshon Jeffery's going to have a great year.
I hope so.
I took him in fantasy.
I hope so for them.
I think he's going to have a great year.
I don't believe.
But I'm still going Texans.
He's too talented.
I don't believe it's Jay Cutler's fault totally. I believe
Texans are home. So.
I believe that they've surrounded him with really crappy coaches, and now that John Fox is there, I think it'll be better off for him.
All right.
Bills at Ravens, Baltimore 3.
See, Ravens are also another team
another
where
team
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. They won the Super Bowl.
But one thing I know about the Bills. I know who their head coach is.
Yep.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Oh, see, I took the Bills based on the strength of their head coach. Because if there's anything that Dumpy gets right, he gets his team pumped for the first game of the season. And But
he's missing so many guys to suspension.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're missing his tackle. Defensive. Their defensive. Their best defensive player is out. And then there's another Reggie Ragland who they drafted out for the year.
I just think their offense.
Their other defensive end that they drafted in the first round out for the year.
I also think Tyrod Taylor's a bum.
I don't think he's a bum.
I think he's
overrated.
He's good.
He's a poor man's Robert Griffin III.
Fair.
So I'm going to go Ravens on that only because the Bills are missing a lot.
Yeah,
I went Bills. So we'll see.
Ravens. Go ahead.
Hey, how can you not pick somebody named Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Packers at Jaguars, Green Bay 4.
Oh, this just came out. Chris Ivory went to the hospital last night and was inactive.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't have made a difference anyway. Yeah, Packers.
Packers are a good team, and
Jack's supposed to be better this year.
They are better.
They're another. But they're
see,
another
they're, those
team.
Are my, that. I will say it now. They're my sleeper pick.
But it all hinges on Bortles. It's all on Bortles this year.
If it was a surfboard, I'd feel better about. But
I don't know what that means. But
it's a surfboard.
Packers.
Well, Packers. It's not even.
Chargers at Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Kansas City 6.5.
Yeah, Chiefs.
I took the Chargers.
You're lost.
Really?
I know. I did.
I'm sorry for you.
UBC.
The Chargers are going to
be
the
stunner.
Worst team in football this year.
We'll see.
I mean, it's a pretty steep spread.
6.5?
But they are at home, and I do think that they are the better team. I mean, it's a divisional game, so the spread should
be a little
closer.
The Chiefs are
at home? Yeah.
Then the Chiefs are going to win by 20.
I will go with Chiefs as well. Although I think, the Chargers...
They're the worst team in football.
They got some things they need to work out.
That's true.
Yeah, like the whole team.
I don't know. Anytime you got Danny Dickhead somewhere.
Well...
Raiders at Saints, New Orleans 2.5.
That's a tough one, but at the end of the day, I bet on Drew Brees. I took the Saints.
I think New Orleans is one of those teams that's on the cusp of being good again. They're close to being good again. They just don't have. I don't believe in Mark Ingram. I don't think Mark Ingram's the answer for them. Drew Brees is Drew Brees. Yeah. He's always
going to put up the numbers for you. So
I'm going to take the Raiders just because they have more weapons.
They have more weapons. I don't know. I think it's a home game. It's the opening day.
Yeah.
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I can't bet against
it. It's hard to bet against Drew Brees at home.
I'll do Saints.
I'm going to go Raiders just based on weaponry.
Bengals at Jets. Ooh. Cincinnati, 1.5.
That made my dick hard when you said those names.
Is that the mosquito bite I said?
No, that's cancer. Wait, what was it? 1.5?
1.5. Bengals are giving 1.5.
I'm taking the Jets. I'm taking the Jets. I think the Jets are going to win this week. I really do.
Well, they have to, I feel like.
Well, here's what I think about this game. And maybe I'm being overdramatic, but this game will set the tone for the Jets season. And what I mean by that is, if they go out and they get destroyed today, the amount of shit that falls on Fitzpatrick, like, oh, we gave Scholes money, and into this. Guys, this is New York. You know how this game goes.
It's week one, though.
I know that. I know that.
The thing is the rest of our schedule for the next, like, 4 weeks is
very hard.
Of course. Hard. So this is
probably the easiest game of those.
Probably.
But that furthers my point. That if this is the easiest game you have in the next four out of your first four, you got that the first pressure six. To win yeah. is that much greater.
But did we play the Bengals last year?
At the end of the season, I think.
No.
No.
That was the year before. They destroyed us.
They have our number. And Andy Dalton, when he screws up at night, like those primetime games, he never. But when it's in the early afternoon, early afternoon, he always shines. And he beat the living crap out of us the last
31-10.
Time. I think he had like 5 touchdowns or something, yeah. something crazy
AJ,
like that. There was a weather forecast. Someone was at the game. I follow, and he's like, "It's a little windy today." So those weaker arms like Dalton and Fitzpatrick, it's not usually good.
I think
good.
You're going to see a lot of screens.
I think Matt Forte, if I were a betting man, he's getting 8 catches today.
Yeah, I took Forte.
I'm going to see a lot of. I think you see a lot of Powell too on a two running back set. But I'm going to take the Jets.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Bengals. I think AJ Green. Against, Darrell Revis is going to be a very good matchup, but I think A.J. Green just, he makes very good cornerbacks look foolish. So, and then they got the two running backs that are very good. Their defense is solid. You know, so I just see that they have the advantage quarterback-wise, offense-wise, and defense-wise. I think it's a push, maybe more so on the Jets' favor. But I do think Bengals win.
Okay.
I took the Jets in my pick'em league. But that's my heart betting. I do think they're going to lose today.
Okay.
And it's so unfair, but I think this game's going to carry so much weight for the rest of the season. So we'll see.
Give me the next one.
Dolphins at Seahawks.
Oh.
10.5.
And this also came through. I was following their center, Mike Pouncey, out.
Okay. Mm. Well, the Seahawks are going to put 45 on the
Dolphins. Well, it's like 10.5, right?
10.5.
Yeah. Raul, if you're listening, the Dolphins are going to go 3-13 this year, my friend. They stink. They stinky.
And that one of those three games is not today. No, I do think, even though that's a lot of points for an NFL game, the Seahawks are just that much better.
Would you take them at 10.5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Seahawks are going to destroy the Dolphins. Yeah,
when you don't have your center, your starting center, that's a problem.
Also, this will be Ryan Tannehill's last year as a Miami Dolphin. Go ahead.
I thought you say that every year.
And it's come. Well, they're holding on to this guy.
he's the Jay Cutler of.
No, he's worse than Jay Cutler. They gave him $96 million bucks.
Well, so Jay Cutler.
I have Russell Wilson starting today, so I think he's going to go nuts.
Lions at Colts, Indy 2.5.
Okay, I was called a fool for not starting Andrew Luck by everyone at this table this past week. Cam Newton did get me 24 points, so I'm not upset. But I am going to take the Colts in a blowout.
Oh, yeah. I got the Colts.
The Lions are another team that they're just going to be horrible.
I don't know what
yeah, they have no running game. Their defensive line is pretty good.
And I also think
Tate is hurt too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's playing.
Well, he's playing, but I think it's like an ankle thing, which, yep. Is not
never good.
You'll see Amir Abdullah. But I think you're going to – this will also be the
talking
last –
talking about overhyped last preseason.
No, I know.
He ran over us, and the people were like, oh, he's going to be the next big thing, and then –
didn't work out. But I also think this will be the last year of Matthew Stafford as a Lion.
Giants at Cowboys. Giants won.
Oh, how about them Cowboys?
you got to go Giants here. I'll tell you why. You talk about weaponry. You don't know what you're getting from Dak Prescott. I know these pundits at this table have said Dak Prescott is going to be great, right? It's very different when you're playing against the New York Giants, first game of the season, and it's for real. Is he talented? Does he look good? Yeah. I cannot say he's going to lead this team to victory. Eli's been there. He's gotten it done. I got a 1-point spread. I got to go with the Giants.
Well, I think it works both positively and negatively when you don't know a quarterback. I mean, usually, like, now they know Eli Manning. I think their defense, Cowboys, are very much, like, inferior to the Giants. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe that's why I'm going to go picking the Giants here. But I think Dak Prescott may continue to shine. And especially with that offensive line mitigating that really great defensive line. You know, I think it's going to be it should be a pick 'em game. People are like, oh, no, the Giants should be blowing them out. I'm like, nah, this is a divisional game. They're away from home. And I think these are two pretty evenly matched teams.
If the Giants, I'll pick the Giants get after Prescott, which they obviously they should with this line.
It depends on Sterling Shepard.
He can move. Prescott can move. If he starts to get mobile and starts moving and we can't track him down, that's going to be tough.
But let's not forget the Cowboys also have the best offensive line in football.
Right, but I'm saying their defensive line is equally as good.
Okay.
I'm
going to give you this right now. Ezekiel Elliott runs for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott throws for 1, runs for 1. The Cowboys are going to beat the Giants 31-17.
Wow.
I mean, it's possible.
Eli
Manning sucks
a big dick.
Wow, that's bold.
Well, I mean, you do
in Jerry World,
you have history on your side because the last 8 games that they played.
Yeah, true.
But also, that's with Tony Romo.
But
right?
Yeah, so, Victor Cruz is back, which that used to be something that meant something.
No, not anymore.
That's exciting. Might as well have Celia Cruz out there.
But I was telling you before it's on Sterling Shepard to have a pretty good game
because
Odell is going to have his no matter what. But like if everybody else is covered, and they try to double cover ODB, and nobody else is getting it done, then it's going to be hard to beat this team.
I'm not thrilled about Sterling Shepard.
OBJ.
Another conversation.
OBJ.
Not ODB, old dirty bastard.
Did you say ODB?
I did say ODB.
It is so hot in here.
Yeah. You're having a stroke? You think Wu-Tang is playing on the sideline?
Odell Beckham.
Wu-Tang.
Odell Beckham.
No, OBJ.
I gotcha.
Go ahead.
ODBJ.
Patriots at Cardinals. Arizona has 3.
Is this the 8 o'clock game?
I have 8.
Oh, is it 8 or is it 3? It's 8. Sorry.
Cardinals are giving 8 points.
What?
At home.
That's crazy.
They don't have Rob Gronkowski. They don't have Tom Brady. They don't really have that much of a running game.
There's 2 other people that are out, too, right, now?
Yeah. Who else?
There's a linebacker I thought that was also out. I could be making that up.
I mean, it's not in New England's favor this week. I mean, out of all the weeks that they've played and they've been dominant, this is definitely not one that...
I didn't take that game.
I'm going to tell you. I like the Cardinals... I also think they have holes that need to be filled that they didn't fill. I think the Patriots, they don't have a run. They have no running back.
They don't have Gronkowski, which is the one that is the only guy that would even skew that line.
Yeah, I guess based on that, I think it's going to be super low scoring. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game whatsoever.
With the wide receivers that the Cardinals have?
I think, listen, Carson Palmer is going to take a giant step back this year.
Why do you say that? Based on what?
Based on
the playoffs?
The playoffs. He's 36 now.
So is Tom Brady.
Yeah, but Tom Brady is an anomaly. Tom Brady doesn't take the hits that Carson Palmer did. He doesn't. Carson Palmer's had lingering knee injuries on one knee. And Tom Brady came back from his ACL and was fine.
Right.
This guy did not. I think that the Cardinals are going to beat the Patriots. I think it's going to be something like 17-7, 17-10 in that area.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Yeah,
I think they're at this point of
based
the season.
Based on the line, I have to take the Patriots. Yeah. 8 is tough.
It's a tough pill to swallow, but Cardinals are at home.
I know, but 8, I got to take the Patriots.
I just don't see the Patriots putting up points. That's why I'm comfortable with that spread.
Yeah,
I'm comfortable with that.
Steelers at Redskins.
This might be the best Monday night football game Pittsburgh. In a long time.
The next one won't be. I mean, the game after.
Rams and Niners.
That'd be
Steelers and Redskins. I think this is the game where the fraudulence of the Washington Redskins will be shown.
Oh, for sure. I got the Steelers winning that easily.
The Steelers, it's Le'Veon Bell's out.
Yep.
But they are better with D'Angelo Williams. The man plays hard, and Carolina really missing him right now. Really missing him because their other running back, Jonathan Stewart, is not D'Angelo Williams. The Steelers roll. I'm gonna say roll. I'm gonna give it 40-21.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be an easy game. I have Big Ben as my backup in one of my leagues, and I'm flirting with the idea of putting him out there Monday night
over Russell Wilson.
No. Somebody else.
That's good. That's good. You know. Yeah. All right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, no. You got to start Aaron Rodgers. No, against the Lions. Rams.
That's why I was flirting.
And then Rams 49ers.
I mean, that game is boring. That game is stupid. I don't
but
care.
But I take the 49ers.
I will take the 49ers as well because the Rams are going to lose 14 games.
Yeah. So it's not good.
They are bad.
I think the 49ers, who the hell is their coach? That's the reason why.
Chip Kelly.
Oh, Chip Kelly.
Right, that's right.
Chip Kelly. There you go.
Is it still Tom Shula?
No, it's not Tom or Dom Shula or anything like that. No, I think Chip Kelly, he has to prove something. You know, I mean, the last couple of years, people have figured him out. They figured him out. And, I mean, this is a layup game for him, yep. The Rams. Yeah, maybe not their defense because their defense is still intact and tight, which mm-hmm. is, ugh. And but the Rams are favored here, so I'm going to go with 49ers at home, taking the points.
All right, now you got all that covered. We're going to just
Are we discussing it all the Thursday night game before that happens as well?
Or this Thursday? Yeah. The Jets game?
Yeah.
Jets and Bills.
Jets Bills, Thursday.
We this Thursday, yeah.
Oh, a daily dose of football. Double. Double. Are we at the Bills?
Yeah.
We're at the Bills.
Okay. There's no line on that yet, right?
No.
No.
All right. We're going to beat the Bills.
I think we'll beat the Bills.
We're going to beat the Bills.
I know the Bills have Fitzpatrick's number.
Yeah, it all depends on that.
I cannot make a prediction yet.
Yeah.
I got to see what the Jets do today.
Okay.
Got to see what the Jets do.
All right, we've got 3 minutes left. Linda, is Serena Williams' career over?
I don't think it's over, but she was definitely injured. I did like her.
She can lose every once in a while. Yeah. Jeez.
No, I know, absolutely.
But the way she – watched part of that. She didn't look like herself.
She's no longer number one, so she tied with
Kerber. Is now number one.
The steroids wore off. That's what it was.
No, she was injured. She had an injured knee. She injured it like
up her leg.
2 matches before.
She wasn't moving right. You could tell she wasn't moving right.
She wasn't moving right since Rio, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. It was funny after the presser where she was just saying, like, if I can't play the next day after a 2.5-hour match, I shouldn't even be fucking, like, doing the tour. So like that question of whether she was tired or not was stupid.
Yeah.
But I hope Stan Wawrinka wins today over Djokovic.
Oh, very good. Very good.
The odds of that happening?
I mean,
I would love it.
That's a 12-1er.
About an emotional bet.
All right, so everybody gets a minute and a half here for pointless nonsense we heard from tennis. Now let's go to wrestling with Jay.
Yeah, well, not much.
And CM Punk getting his ass kicked yesterday.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I was going to say, not much really happened in the wrestling world, but CM Punk made his UFC debut last night.
Really?
He got his ass kicked. In two minutes.
Oh, is that what all the memes were?
Yeah. So, CM, look, here's the thing. Okay, we got to talk about two things here real
go
quick.
Ahead.
CM Punk loses, gets his ass kicked. He's a cocky prick. I can't stand him, so fuck you for losing. But also, Tim Tebow is a New York Metropolitan.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I really did forget about that. All right, well, you know.
Here's the connection. It triggered it for me because CM Punk said, I like what Tebow's doing. You know, he should be able to do whatever he wants because CM Punk knew he was going to get his ass kicked in a minute and a half. So, Tebow's a Met. Who cares? Backlash is tonight, pay-per-view. AJ Styles going against Dean Ambrose for the title. I do think AJ's going to win the title tonight, and that'll be great. I like Dean Ambrose, but I think it's AJ's time to be champion and ride for a little while.
For those of you that tell us we don't talk about the Yankees, well, here's the minute I'm going to spend on the Yankees. You tell me the Yankees are hot, so is hell. I don't give a fuck about the Yankees.
Good. It's so great.
I mean, if you're a Yankee fan you got to be thrilled.
Oh, it's so exciting.
But I can separate my heart here.
My love.
They are fucked. Yeah. They will not make the playoffs, and it sucks. And I said this months ago.
And this is not
when
our
they
year.
Traded. No,
this
no, I totally. Year. But when they traded Chapman and Beltran, I said, if you think this is throwing away the season, you're dead wrong. Because I knew that had nothing to do with it. These guys, they had people who were going to step in. They're making a hell of a run. Do not expect to make the playoffs because you will be crushed when they don't.
Our year,
but it's fun to ride.
It is very exciting for the future.
I do hope, you know, and I know people don't like to hear me wish injuries on people, but I can see a broken leg in Gary Sanchez's future.
I see a collarbone.
I would be so great. Aaron Judge is a bum.
Judge's a bum.
Tyler Austin's going to turn out to be pretty good.
He's good.
Judge is a bum. The Yankees are bums. Good night. Good luck. Let's go, Jets.